The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
We are back after a little break from Thursday Night Football, and we're going to mix things up a bit and start with defense today. I know we usually start with offense, but I think there's more to talk about with the defense for the Buffalo Bills, just kind of what's going on there. There are some concerns.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, look at a 3-0 team, and you have to, especially with a team that's looking to get over that hump this season. It's all about, okay, scrutinizing certain areas, and the one that was pretty glaring in that Miami game, Catherine, was the third down defense.
Yes,
you know, they got the defense got into some pretty good spots stopping the run. I mean, Devon Achane really didn't do much on the ground, but you know, you're looking at third and longs, and the big issue was giving Tua just too much time to throw. He escapes the pocket, and you know, you can look at the numbers, and you know, I think the untrained eye or somebody who didn't watch the game would go and look, oh, Christian Benford gave up this many catches. You can't cover somebody like Tyreek Hill for that long and expect to shut him down.
I think also just kind of it felt jarring after the Jets week, mm-hmm. where it was, you know, on against the New York Jets, this defense held them to 0 of 11 on third down. So you're riding that high, and it's like, awesome, they fix their third down defense problems. Come into this game, Miami starts 8 of 10. And then, you know, they tighten things up a bit. But I think just kind of that first stretch, they had a drive where they converted 5 different third downs. And that's demoralizing for a defense. But they were able to figure things out. And I think these coaches were saying how, like, they went in Friday morning after, you know, we were there late. It's a night game. Sat down and went through each third down in order. Mm-hmm. And were kind of like, what happened here? What happened here? So it's not going unnoticed, certainly. We're obviously talking about it, but this coaching staff, Sean McDermott, called it very intentional with their session on third down defense.
Yeah, for me, like, this team doesn't blitz a lot. They never really have under Sean McDermott, only situationally. So it's about your defensive line getting to the quarterback. And they have, in my opinion, made quarterbacks more uncomfortable the first 3 weeks of the season. So there are some good signs that they have shown progress there, especially with Joey Bosa coming on board. And, you know, they look good without Ed Oliver, which is pretty significant. But it's those situations where you need to get to the quarterback and you can't give them that much time to throw. Because if you're not going to blitz, then you need your, especially your edge rushers to be force throws out of bounds, you know, force throwaways, force untimely throws, sacks. You know, they didn't hit two at all. And yeah. I thought he played really well. I think that's part of the conversation that maybe gets lost in this is that Miami had a good game. You know, I thought they rebounded after starting slow. They weren't really throwing the ball downfield early. Then once they did, the Bills just need more from their defensive line. Like Joey Bosa could have probably gotten a couple of sacks in this game. And I thought it was interesting, Catherine, the talk about Greg Rousseau on Friday, right? I mean, Sean McDermott was asked about him. He said that they need more from him. And I don't think that's exactly a surprise based on the first 3 weeks of the season.
No, and I think, you know, he was still very highly complimentary of Greg. Yeah. He's a player that is important to this defense, but, you know, he gets that contract. You want just a little more from him.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I know it's only 3 weeks in, but I think it's fine to go ahead and add a little pressure there. Like, Greg, we need you.
Yeah, no, of course. Greg wanted to be even better than last season.
Yes.
He wanted to make more of an impact as a pass rusher. And I'm sure from the Bills coaching staff standpoint, they're looking at what Bosa's doing. You know, Daquan Jones had a really good game against Miami as well. That they just maybe some surprise that Greg, although he's done well against the run, you want to see more from him as a pass rusher. And you know, I thought Dion Walker was one of the stories coming out of that game as well.
Yeah.
You know, he pointed out, you know, in post game when we spoke to him in the locker room that he made a mistake on the first drive.
Yes.
And he made another mistake in the second or third quarter when he tried to arm tackle Ollie Gordon on a third and one. And that's a big running back. It's tough to try to arm tackle a guy like that. But when it came down to it, Dion Walker made a big play that led to the interception.
Yeah, I think just kind of him staying the course. And that's something that, again, coaches were honest about, too. It obviously starts with Dion Walker saying, I made a mistake. I'm trying to rebound. But the coaching staff being like, you know, he didn't have a great start to this game, but we're going to stick with him and, you know, get him those reps. And eventually they're going to be important. Well, they were important that game.
That's why for me, like, you're looking at certain stats at this stage of the season. You could point out some potential issues, potential areas of concern. But you look across the defense, the players that they haven't had on the field because of injury, the younger guys who you project are going to learn from lessons like Deion Walker right. did. You know, Tre'Davious White, I know that he's, you know, in his ninth NFL season, but he missed time toward the end of camp, and he missed the first game of the season, so he had to kind of get back into sync. And to me, I just think that we haven't seen close to what this defense can become. So, yes, their downs are a problem, but they just need to keep progressing, and this is a pretty good week to do that against a winless Saints team. Catherine, week three was all about Josh Allen's nose. And week four, it seems to be, it's going to be about how often the Bills throw the ball downfield. Because, again, when you're looking at a team that is 3-0, that scored over 100 points, it all comes down to nitpicking at that point. They're running the ball extremely well. Josh Allen hasn't thrown an interception yet. Offensively, it hasn't been perfect, no, but they've done pretty well. And I think that now you're looking at how often they're throwing downfield. He's only attempted 9 passes that have traveled 20 plus yards. That's half as many as Baker Mayfield, who leads the league. What are you seeing here? Because to me, it's based on what their opponent is giving them. And Josh Allen just, you know, they're relying on yards after the catch, but it's working.
To your point, it's so exciting to talk about a quarterback's arm instead of his nose. Mix that up a little bit. But yeah, I think some of it is just kind of what the opportunities are based off what these defenses are giving them. And they're okay with that. I think this shows growth from Josh Allen of before he was trying to make some of those big plays happen. And, you know, offensive coordinator Joe Brady came out and said, it's not sexy, but it's working. And that's fine. You know, they're 3-0. They're finding ways to win. I think it's good for the long term where you can realize what different things work for this team and what don't. But it is interesting. Like you said, he's trying to look, he had last game 1 pass over 10 air yards.
And that was the one to Kincaid where it was single coverage. And yes. Kincaid actually, he could have had it. He dropped it.
Yeah.
So it was a tough catch, but like that could have been a touchdown.
Right. But it's a little maybe different than you think of like a Josh Allen highlight reel. You're thinking of some of those downfield passes, and it's just a little different right now, but I don't think it's because the offense is afraid of being explosive. I think they're just very focused on, okay, here's what we're getting. Let's take advantage of it.
I'm very curious, though. At some point, there's going to be a correction where defenses, their opponents in the coming weeks are going to watch the film. They're seeing, okay, this is how they're going to try to attack us. Let's move one of our safeties up. Let's see if they can attack downfield. Let them prove it to us. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be the receiver in this group who does that? Is it going to be Joshua Palmer? Is it going to be Keon Coleman? Khalil Shakir, they like to use on more of the underneath stuff. He's been very good at doing that. So that's what because we haven't seen, yes, Joshua Palmer had 9 targets in week one, made some big catches. Keon Coleman, some big catches in week one. Haven't seen as much in the last 2 weeks. So I want to see how those guys respond when they are getting looks that they can take advantage of. Because that was the talk throughout camp that the Bills were expecting to see more single high safety looks, so they wanted, and Coleman was the one that they really wanted to take advantage of that. And consistency is the one thing. He's got the talent. He's gotten better as a route runner, but it's the consistency that he needs to prove that it's there.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting too, just from a, you know, their everybody eats mantra. They want it to be different game to game, but also you got to take advantage of what you're seeing. And so if a guy has a big game multiple weeks, that's great. But it is, they want to be so just versatile. But I think you want someone to kind of, you know, branch out and have those big plays.
Yeah, and until some team proves they can stop James Cook,
right,
you're going to keep running the ball. You know, you're going to keep putting 3 tight ends on the field. And, you know, Jackson also only has, you know, 2 catches now. But at some point, they're going to start using him more, in my opinion, if they're continuing these 3 tight end sets. Because you can't let teams just think he's out there just as a blocker.
Yeah.
You got to keep him off balance.
No, and I mean, it's working so far. You know, that touchdown for him was so fun. You look at that play, too. There was just a lot going on. You know, he slips on the play, yep, gets back up, has a huge block, finds himself, you know, as a potential touchdown target. But Josh Allen can also run it in himself. So it's like, what do I do? I'm a rookie. And he stays focused, makes it happen. I think that was a big learning moment for him of just like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing what everyone has told me about Josh happen in real time in a game.
And it's a play that illustrates just how dangerous that offense is to stop because,
right.
I mean, Josh Allen rolls right. The defensive back tries to, he leaves his man because I can't let Josh Allen run for a touchdown that easily. And Jackson Haas is wide open to catch the shuffle pass. I mean, credit to them. It's just, it's been very interesting to see the evolution. We haven't seen as many jumbo sets with Alec Anderson on the field. There were a couple more on Thursday night. At some point, we're going to see more of that. And what other... There's going to be different wrinkles. Joe Brady's going to try. He's trying to keep teams off balance, and he wants to avoid a couple of the three and outs that we've seen early this season. And how are they going to do that? It's at some point, it's going to be through the air.
We have said a few times throughout this podcast that, you know, we're nitpicking a little bit at the Bills. They're 3-0. We recognize that they're about to play the Saints, who are 0-3. And this is not nitpicking. This is very...
Yeah.
They're bad.
They're bad. Like, they're bad. Their salary cap is a mess, so they don't have depth. Like, Kellen Moore is going to, I think, is going to be a good coach. You see some things they've done offensively. They've been, you know, exciting at times, but you know, the Bills should win the matchups up front throughout this game, in my opinion. I'm just curious to see how the Saints try. To me, it's how are the Saints going to try to attack the Bills' defense? Because, like, Alvin Kamara is not really catching passes the way that he usually does. They've got a second-year quarterback who, you know, Spencer Rattler, he's athletic. But, you know, it's just going to be somebody that – it's going to be an offense that's going to try to challenge the Bills in terms of, like, reading their keys. They're going to look at the Ravens and the Dolphins film and try to find some answers on how to get to score points against Buffalo.
I think I covered Spencer Rattler once in high school. And back in Arizona. And it was like, wow, he's really good. But now, you know, that wasn't like one day he'll play Josh Allen and that'll go well. That wasn't quite the projection on my end. But they're just a messy team kind of all around. You know, they've lost to Cardinals, 49ers, Seahawks, done their little mini tour of the NFC West. And then coming into Buffalo, 1 o'clock game.
This is going to be the challenge for the Bills because you look at the schedule in the coming weeks. The Chiefs aren't until what, week 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Until then, you've got some teams that are really struggling and you can't play down to your opponent. And the big key, I think, to winning these games and I guess convincing fashion is the way to put it. Don't take bad penalties and protect the ball. This team, the Bills, have done a very good job at those two things to this point, and you have to continue it. You can't let opponents hang around. You need to play smart football, let them make the mistakes, and you know, we'll see what it means. Like, you know, it's early enough in the week, Catherine, we don't know who's going to be available for this game at Milano, at Oliver, how the depth is going to be tested. I was pretty impressed, though, with guys like, you know, Dorian Williams stepping in. Shaq Thompson really played well, I thought. They used more base defense against the Dolphins to give Taron Johnson a break, I would assume, coming off the quad injury. So, this is it. The Saints have talent. They have talented receivers. They're just not going to be able to block Buffalo, in my opinion.
No, and I think, again, you kind of look at this next stretch as a test for the Bills of how do you make sure you're staying focused? I was kind of surprised we mentioned before Miami played well, but I was surprised it was tied as late as it was in the game. And I think, you know, they need to take some of these opportunities to not just kind of like cruise through, but like really have statement wins. Their next stretch, they have the Saints, Patriots, and Falcons, and then it's their bye.
They could be undefeated at their bye.
They
should be undefeated at their bye.
Those three teams are combined 2-7.
Not great. And the AFC East, you know, at the start of the season, people were saying the Dolphins could, you know, be a sneaky playoff team. The Jets will be better. The Patriots will be better. All those teams stink.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge for the Bills that it's not just about, like, you know, especially with the culture that they built there, it's not the type of team that really looks ahead. You hear of it like that around the league where some guys are thinking way too far in advance. They end up having letdown games. This team's had letdown games in previous years.
Yeah.
But right now with where they're at, I really like the way that week to week up to this point, they've corrected certain areas of their game.
Yes.
You know, and you're going to have times where, you know, you fix your third down defense, the next week it's bad, but how do you respond accordingly? And they have a few more extra days of preparation, at least the coaches did, to game plan for the Saints. You give a good coaching staff a few more days to game plan for a bad opponent.
Oh, boy.
Not a good formula for the New Orleans Saints. It is a test, though. You can't, the Bills, especially with some of the injuries they have, you got to take advantage of some of these opportunities early in games to not let your opponent hang around.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some of the younger guys get a little more run, you know, maybe on the defensive line, just kind of looking around the team of opportunities for them. But, you know, they want them to have those reps. Sean McDermott has said it, of like, get them reps now, so on the back half of the season into the playoffs, they're ready for these moments.
This feels like a game where we may see Landon Jackson finally active. Their third round pick. Right. I know Sean McDermott said he was close last week, but you mentioned it. It's a great point. They're going to try to get, I think, especially those younger defensive linemen, more reps in a week like this. And of course, you got to start well. You got to start fast. That's the goal of this defense, to get a lead and make sure you're in a spot where you can give those reps out. But yes, as you're trying to develop depth, as you're trying to just really realize, okay, in different situations, who can help us, especially on third down, like, they want to get TJ Sanders going. They want to get Landon Jackson going and continue their development because, you know, at some point, the next few weeks are easier games, but then you're going to have the Chiefs. Like, I think Carolina's like
They're feisty. Yeah.
They're feisty. I mean, they shut out their opponent last week. So, you know, there's going to be different teams that it's just all about. It's a matchup league. Like, different defenses are going to match up better against the Bills than others, even though they may not have the talent. You know, they could have the coaching. So it's all about how they respond and how they correct some of the issues, because at some point, more film you have, the more that other teams are able to see what you're doing and kind of try to counter it.
And they've mentioned that already, of understanding, you know, it's three games in, guys, or teams were previously looking at last year, but now they're like, all right, we've got fresh tape. Let's get into it.
Before we go, we had a roundtable that was in the Wednesday paper, and we had the biggest surprise, correct?
Yes.
I'm curious what yours was, if you could expand on it.
Yeah. I ended up actually going with James Cook's continuation.
Yeah.
Because you know, pleasant surprise, I think you can interpret a couple ways, and I focus more on the pleasant.
Yeah.
But this coaching staff has said so many times that when guys get paid, they can go one of two ways, where they can kind of just be like, I got my money, I'm good, check out. James Cook has been dominant. And I think just kind of looking at how he's doing it too, I believe it's 70% of his rushing yards are after contact. Like, he's finding new ways to up his game. And I think that's just been so huge for this offense. Not only, like, in a vacuum, very nice for James Cook. That's great you're playing like this. It has opened up so much for this offense. And I think that's kind of where the surprise is, this is changing kind of the tenor of how they're finding ways to win.
And it's led to more snap. Like, he's playing more.
Yeah.
And you're playing that well, it's tough to take you off the field. And at some point, with him running as well as they are, defenses are going to have to try to crowd the box, and that's going to open things up for Josh Allen. So she's Catherine Fitzgerald. I'm Lance Lysowski. Thank you so much for joining us in the latest episode of Play Action Football Podcast of the Buffalo News. We'll see you to preview week 5.
Yeah.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.